When you think of the Salvation Army, you probably think of thrift stores. But over the last couple years, the nonprofit has trained 33 people in Buffalo to become certified healthcare environmental service technicians, working to prevent infections in hospitals.
For us, it's a hand up. We don't just want to provide charity.
That's Christina Schweitzer, director of the Salvation Army's Employment Services. She and other Western New York nonprofit leaders were at the Buffalo History Museum Wednesday to learn how state funds can expand their workforce training programs. Empire State Development is beginning the second round of its Workforce Development Challenge. It gave $4 million to local nonprofits in 2018 and will look to provide grants worth at least $250,000 each this year. Amanda Mays, director of Empire State Development's regional office, says they're focused on health, tech, tourism, energy, agriculture, and advanced manufacturing.
So we want to train those entry-level and mid-skilled workers, create the pipeline toward a livable wage, which we identify as about $45,000.
One of the interested organizations is Cattaraugus Community Action. Director of Food Security John Haley says they hope to launch a culinary training program in both Salamanca and Olean.
There's a great need for it. I know the casinos are always looking for qualified cooks and chefs.
Niagara County Community College hopes to get help with renovating a campus building into a manufacturing training center. Brian Michelle, the college's director of grants, says Niagara County needs welders and those who can work in the energy sector.
They need credentialed people to put to work. The opportunity's there. They just need to level up the experience and credentialing with the opportunity.
Applications are due March 2nd, and winners will be announced sometime this summer, which doesn't leave applicants like Schweitzer with much time.
We're going to apply, and I have to run back to the office because, you know, it's due March 2nd. Yeah.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.